How do we enter the presence of the King of Kings? God's word spells out a pattern for this protocol in the Old Testament through the tabernacle of Moses. It was a virtual handbook on how to handle the presence of God, how you enter the palace of the King of Kings. David, the psalmist, referred to this pattern when he told us, "Enter into his gates with thanksgiving." Thanksgiving can be the lowest form of worship because it is dependent on the answer to the question, "What have you done for me lately?" Praise, though, is not dependent on what he has done. We praise him because of who he is, because of his attributes, or because of his ways. He is worthy of praise, period, whether you believe he has done anything for you or not. Thanksgiving gets you into the property, on the premises, and under the promises. Then we must enter his inner courts with praise. But there is still more. There are more rooms in the palace than the outer courts and inner courts. There are also places of intimacy with God. The highest level of praise is worship, and this transports us into the Holy of Holies, the inner chamber, the sacred dwelling place of God's glory. Worship differs from praise only in the sense that our lives and physical bodies become the praise offered to Him. This is where we express our love for Him by bowing before Him. We humble ourselves before Him simply because of who He is. This is our unconditional love for our Father in heaven, and this place cannot be entered unless we are clean in our hearts and minds, with pure motives, loving the giver more than the gifts. The Greek word for worship is proskuneo. It literally means to kiss, like a dog licking his master's hand, to fawn or crouch to, prostrate oneself in homage to, adore, worship. One's dignity is not preserved in this posture, but the king's majesty is presented. Why does this type of extravagant worship seem so out of place in many churches? Is it that the uninhibited worship is so outlandish? Or is it that our understanding, expectations, and standards for true worship are so earthbound and man-centered? Some of the most treasured...